This is the User Adoption Podcast with your host, Henrik Dagir.
Who are you and what do you do?
My name is Rick Adams, and I am the founder and CEO at practicalcsm.com. And what we do is we provide training, certification, coaching, and consultancy around specifically customer success management, and anything related to that particular profession.
Rick, how are you involved with user adoption?
Two ways. First of all, it actually forms part of our syllabus. So we train customer success professionals how to do user adoption. And secondly, of course, we have our own customers who also need to be adopted. Particularly with training, there are some specific issues around adoption that we need to manage very carefully in order to make sure our customers get value from our product.
Rick, what are the biggest challenges and successes you've seen with user adoption?
Okay, I'm going to talk about my own business. Of course, it really does vary a lot depending upon which organization you're in as to what the challenges are going to be. And of course, the successes come from overcoming those challenges, right? So our greatest challenge, as I alluded to a moment ago, is training's a little bit unusual in the sense that when you use our product, training, it's rarely urgent. Now, it's always important. You wouldn't have bought the training if it wasn't important, but it's rarely urgent. It's not like you have to have that knowledge tomorrow because you've got this thing you're doing tomorrow and you need to apply it straight away. It's more of a, we really need to get around to uplifting our skills in general, making sure that we're the best that we can possibly be on an ongoing basis. So the issue is that customer success managers, just like any other professional that I've ever met, it's not like they haven't got much to do. The diary is always busy. And what tends to happen is the general rule is, what is urgent comes in over the top of what is important and pushes the important things down in the to-do list. And if we're not careful, what will happen is where we deliver online self-study training that doesn't have a deadline for it to be done, is it continually gets pushed back and pushed back. Oh, I'll do it next week. Oh, well, I can't do it right now. After all, no problem. I'll catch up twice as much the week after, and so on and so forth, until it just becomes something that there's no way we're ever going to get it done now in the time. So our success in overcoming that is by recognizing that this is what's happening and making sure right at the beginning that we help our customer and the purchaser and the stakeholders to understand that this is likely to happen if they don't intervene, and building a success plan with them. So we educate them on the nature of the problem, and we build a success plan to avoid, mitigate, deal with the problem, which means things like making training targets a formal part of annual appraisals, setting up and managing overall monthly and weekly targets, incentivizing and remunerating team members to complete these things, gamification, a little bit of friendly competition within the team, for example, for prizes, and providing management tools and facilities for the customer success leaders to be able to track progress and track activity and to see who's doing what and when and how much and what the results are, and to be able then to be in control of managing their team. So I would say whatever the challenges are, the successes come from foresight, understanding these are the challenges, and then taking proactive intervention steps to overcome them.
Rick, what advice would you like to share with people working on improving user adoption?
I think it really, as I was alluding to in my answer before about my own personal sort of challenges and successes around adoption, it really does come down to having as deep and as profound an understanding as possible about what the customer's challenges are and also what their needs are. And sometimes those needs can be conflicting in the sense that a business manager might have a different need to, for example, a team leader who again, for example, might have a different need to an end user. So we've got to understand the challenges and, if you like, the perspectives of all these different stakeholders, including the business decision makers, the department, the function, team leaders, the end users themselves. And then once we've understood that, I think then what you need to do is be proactive about it and put a success plan in place. And that success plan is a statement of this is what we, between myself, the customer, the customer success manager, this is what we between us are going to do. So it actually is meaningful. It is supported, and that's really important, because if the customer doesn't buy into this, then it's not going to work. And everybody then knows their role and knows what the tasks need to be. And who knows what they're going to be for you understood my situation, but for someone else's situation, the challenges are going to be very different. So the actual activities are going to be very different. So whatever those activities are to overcome those challenges, they're documented in there. Each activity, it states who's going to be doing it, how they're going to measure it, how they're going to report on it, who they're going to report to, etc. And then the job of the customer success manager is, if you like, to overall, to oversee and manage that, a bit of project management to make sure things happen and to measure and analyze and make sure that the results are as anticipated. And if not, we'll then look for ways to improve.
Rick, where can we learn more about user adoption and your work on the subject?
Well, there's several options there. First of all, I have a book available, as they say, from all good bookshops. So you can get it on Amazon, but you can also get it from physical bookshops, called Practical Customer Success Management, obviously written by myself, Rick Adams. And that contains my fully publishes my framework, Practical CSM Framework, right from soup to nuts, everything that customer success managers need to consider and do, and some best practice process for how to do it, including user adoption. The second thing, of course, is training. And as mentioned, my company, practicalcsm.com, offers training both for individuals and for teams. So if that's interested, come and visit us at practicalcsm.com. Thirdly, as an individual, if you wish to get involved, we've fairly recently in June launched a community called the Success Hub, completely free of charge. It contains coaching, mentoring, book reviews, software reviews, thought leadership from around 15 recognized thought leaders in the industry on all sorts of topics relating to customer success management. And you can sign up for free, register for free, no cost at all. And you can get to the Success Hub by going to hub.practicalcsm.com. So hub, hub.practicalcsm.com. And then finally, if you want to follow what I get up to, you can find me on LinkedIn. If you type in Rick Adams and look for somebody relating to customer success, my name will come up, I'm sure.
Great. Well, thanks, Rick. Appreciate your time.
Well, my absolute pleasure. Thank you very much for asking me, and I hope this information proves to be useful.
For more on this, visit useradoptionpodcast.com. Don't forget to please subscribe, rate, and review. And for a book about this, check out useradoptionbook.com. Tune in next week for the next episode. Thanks for listening.